The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. On this episode of the Heat Check, oh boy, folks, it's the dreaded injury update episode of the Heat Check. We've got players dropping like flies. We'll get into the news surrounding Ja Morant, Tyrese Halliburton, and others. We also get into an interview with Jason Smith, L. Jason Smith of 929 Sports Radio in Memphis, to cover the fallout from the Ja news. I try to provide a little sliver of hope for this little squad. Hopefully I succeed. So let's get right into it, Anthony. Drop that motherfucking beat. This should be Rihanna. I hate injuries. I hate them. I wish they didn't happen. I wish we could do it like 2K and turn injuries off. Especially with Ja Morant. Quick little question for you. If you had to just hit me up on the DMs or Instagram, if you had to choose one player in the NBA to never be injured, who would it be? For me, it's Ja. Cade Cunningham will miss a week. Jimmy Buckets missed his fifth straight game. Embiid is still out. He has missed 6 of 8 games. Role players going down. Jakob Poeltl is out 2 weeks or more with an ankle sprain. Dayron Sharp, who cares, will miss 6 games. Rando's going down. Moses Brown fractured his wrist. I don't know why I didn't just say Rando's going down and then followed up with Dayron Sharp and not Moses Brown and Dayron Sharp. Anyway, Moses Brown fractured his wrist. Even old heads like Chris Paul just had surgery on his wrist and will miss 6 weeks. It's an injury epidemic out there, folks. Ooh-wee. This all leads me to talk about two injuries that are more important than any of those guys. Well, actually, except for probably Jimmy Buckets and Embiid, but you know what I'm saying. Cade Cunningham I could care less about. No shade to Cade Cunningham. He's on the Pistons. We'll start with the heartbreaker. For those who don't know, we have awful news. I mean, you know what happened, don't you? He's out. Ja Morant is out. Awful news. This time it's not tongue-in-cheek like the last episode when I had to inform everyone that the Warriors were dead, which I could play the music again for you because I still have it up. Anyway, the Warriors, is it gone? They're dead. No. I think sometimes you have to cover the sad part of the NBA, which is mostly injuries. Ja Morant, season-ending surgery. I am very bummed right now. The 2023-2024 season got exactly 9 Ja Morant games. That is, in my opinion, bullshit. I am not here to litigate the suspension. We don't do that here. 25 games was missed. But I am here to say with my full chest, I miss him. Ja Morant is the single most electrifying, exciting player in the NBA on any day of the week, not just when it's a primetime game. Think back to Ja Morant's first game this season. His December return against a Pelicans team, which was kind of rolling and scrappy, and where he drove into the lane with final 2 seconds. By the way, they were down like 20 at one point during that game. Somehow found a way to come back from the dregs and win the fucking game with the circus shot with 2 seconds left to go. All zeros. That's game. That's what we're going to miss with the Ja Morant injury. He was just getting back in the groove. 25-6-8 on shooting splits of 47-28-81. While the Grizzlies went 6-3 in the 9 games that he played. The way that he got hurt a little murky. The Grizzlies released the statement. At Saturday's training session, he suffered a subluxation of his right shoulder, hard to say, following ongoing soreness and instability. Morant underwent an MRI. I think subluxation is like a separation of his shoulder, is it not? I think that's what it is. He underwent an MRI that revealed the underlying labral tear. Morant will undergo season-ending surgery and is expected to make a full recovery ahead of the 2024-2025 season. So, I don't think it started at the practice. My theory is that it started when he dunked on Victor Wembanyama or dunked on a bunch of other people that he's already dunked on so far this season. This is the kind of injury that doesn't stem from one incident. It builds up over time. And then just sort of pop goes the shoulder. And then you feel that pain. I almost said pop goes the weasel. I thought that was going to be rude. He played through soreness. And we probably don't know when he first got hurt. But you can't play through a tear in your shoulder. So he's going to recover for the next 4 months, gear up for the 2024-2025 season. But the ramifications of this injury are absolutely seismic. Grizzlies, obviously, you can litigate that pretty easily, right? Like, that doesn't take two and two to say four. The Grizzlies are a dumpster fire. 25 games, jaw suspended. They gained some ground. That ground is now gone. They were ahead of them in the standings were the Suns, Lakers, Warriors, and Rockets. But they were coming, baby, like a freight train. And although they're only in 13th place, they moved 4 games back of the playoff, play-in. And with jaw on the floor, let's be real, anything is possible. The amount of sheer will that he had to win these games, you thought to yourself, they're getting in. The amount, 3 game winners, they're getting in. That's what I thought. I don't know about y'all. The Grizz were going to be rumored to be buyers at the deadline. And all that's done. That's just absolutely not happening.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Now I think they're sellers. We have a lot of data on how this team is without Ja. It's not good. I think there were 8-17. Against the spread, which is bad because they were big dogs in a lot of games. As I said early in the season, I think this is the worst roster in the NBA without Ja. So you probably got to get rid of Marcus Smart, at least put him on ice. Maybe you look to try to move Steven Adams. Maybe you try to move Brandon Clark, because he'll be useful for someone when he's back. Maybe you try to just keep Jaron and Desmond Bane. That's it. That's the only players that I feel like you need to keep. Timberwolves will be impacted by Jaw's injury as well. They own the Grizzlies' second-round pick. That might end up being a pretty high one, honestly. Sucks. So fun. Makes everyone around them so much better. It's very deflating. For the rest of the teams in the West, you got to be licking your chops, though. There's another team that bites the dust that you don't have to worry about. It's like Hunger Games. And you see the one player that's already got jaundice or tuberculosis or something, they go down immediately as a pawn going into the Hunger Games in like day 4. And you're like, well, one of them's got to go. And I'm glad it's not me. Ja, though, 24 years old, feels like he's been in the league forever. I forget that he's so young. I know he's going to come back better than ever. I really, 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 really hope, though, that the league does not get another Derrick Rose part 2. Get well soon, Ja. Get well soon. Moving on. The bullshit did not stop last night with the pregame news that Ja Morant was done for the season. The basketball gods pained us one more time and smited the world of hoops. The emerging Pacers superstar Tyrese Halliburton slipped on the court during the game with the Celtics. Grade 1 hamstring. He split like he was in Dance Dance Revolution. It was not pretty. When he went down, the man had to be carried off of the court by his teammates. There was a real fear he was going to be out. Like grade 3 knee surgery, no bueno. Months, not weeks. As it turns out, grade 1, all good. Going to be out just 2 to 3 weeks. Best case scenario for Tyrese. Sadly, he will miss the one game that the Pacers play in Golden 1 Arena, so there will not be a homecoming in Sacramento this year. Very sad. What a freak accident, too. That floor was slippery, and that's what put Halley on the IL at the end of the first half. So Halley drove past Derek White. He tries to spin back the opposite direction, and then his right leg slips. Then he does the splits, like I told you, Dance Dance Revolution. Falls to the ground, waves for medical attention. He knew something was up. It was very bad. You know that my legs aren't supposed to go the other direction from one another. Touching moment, because he was carried off by Buddy Hield, who, let's be real, that's his best role on this team, is to carry Tyrese Halliburton off the floor. I hate him so much. Anyway, they shielded him from the crowd with the towel. It was just very emotional. They are now breathing a sigh of huge relief. Grade 1. This is a team that could really be buyers at the deadline. They want a star. They could go after Pascal Siakam for sure. They had just beat the Boston Celtics, the number one team in the NBA, 135-133. But now they don't have to worry about a long stretch without their best player. But ultimately, I love Halliburton. I love betting on Halliburton. I love watching Halliburton. He's the real deal Holyfield superstar that we all hoped that he could be. Averaging 24-4-13. 13 assists is unreal. In 36 games this year, Tyrese has had 10 or more assists 30 times. That's fucking stupid. That's absolutely gross. Disgusting levels of assists. I think the 6 games that he didn't have 10, I bet on all of them, and I lost money on all of them. Anyway, hopefully he's healthy enough with enough time to play in the All-Star game, because he deserves it, absolutely. I am bummed he's going to miss some time, but thank God he's not going to be gone long. All right, we end the podcast with a special interview with my guy, L. Leslie Jason Smith of the Jason and John Show, J&J on 929 Memphis, an Odyssey station. Boop-a-doop. We chop up the latest news about Ja Morant from Ground Zero. Let me tell you, everybody's bummed. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's funny, Trista. The last time I talked to you solo dolo, and that's without John Martin in the building, I can't remember which trip he was on, Aruba, Vegas, they all run together. I was asking you, can you pick us up? Because we just learned that Marcus Smart and Luke Kennard, on top of Ja's suspensions, they were going to be out for an extended amount of time. Now, we come to you again looking to pick us up, but we're much lower when you get the news that Ja Morant, after looking pretty good against the Lakers, Grizzlies had a good weekend, Trista, is out for the season due to, season-ending shoulder surgery that he's got to have after hurting in a training session on Saturday. I don't know if you got the kind of strength we need to pick us up today.
I tell you what, man, it's a sad day for not just Memphis, not just radio, but all NBA fans.
I'm so glad you said that. I am. I made that point all day, and you're on the outside looking in. I'm so glad you made that point. You're so right.
So I was at the sports book last night doing the national championship, and before the news came down, there was a group of guys who were sitting in, you know, the lounge seats inside the sports book, and just independently, they spent about 15 minutes discussing how much they were excited for Ja's return, how much they love Ja. Ja Morant's ability to excite the youth is unparalleled, and we had to break the news to these fine gentlemen that Ja was having season-ending surgery. And they looked absolutely shook. And so it's more than just Memphis. It's more than, you know, just people in media. There's people from all around the world that they are interested in almost a jaw and then everybody below that, right? And so we love Ant Edwards. We love guys like Chet and Victor Wembanyama and these big men that are, you know, gracing us with all of the things that they can do. But a guy that size, with that much ferocity on the court, that much brazen, recklessness in a good way, that can excite us on any given night. And I always say, on a Tuesday in January, there is no better show on the hardwood than Ja. And so it's a tough day for basketball. We were so excited to get him back.
Yep.
And these gentlemen, you could tell that the it drained. There was something that drained out of their face when that happened. So what do you say in terms of moving forward? You say, like, hopefully he has a complete recovery.
Right.
And is back better than ever. And maybe this is good for his, hopefully this is good for his mental state. He has more time to sit and grow and train. It's hard, though. It's going to be a test, right? I don't know if anybody, one of you guys, either Brad or you, Jason, have gone through, you know, a significant injury. But that tests you, man. You go into a state of, like, why me? You know, why is this happening right now? How do I, you know, get this sorted? So he's going to be, when he comes out the other side, he's going to be even more mentally strong than we've ever seen him before. So I guess that's the good thing,
yep,
is that there's just more time for looking inward and fixing not things that were necessarily broken, but places that maybe needed to still grow. So that's that. I don't know what the draft is going to be like, but you're probably getting a top 10 pick. What do you do? Do you want to trade for somebody like Terry Rozier or DeJounte Murray? Maybe that's what you try to do in the interim to keep the fans engaged. But you're right. I think it's time for us to focus on Memphis College basketball, 13th in the country.
That's right.
And hope that – I don't know what you do with Marcus Smart, man. Like,
I know.
Is he just there?
Well,
would you trade him
to a contender?
Because I'm sure
I'm glad you went there. I'm so glad you went there because I want to know what you think of this. That's what it feels like. It does provide clarity in some form because, you know, the odds that you were going to first get in the play-in and then make a real push and be a contender and do something like the Heat did were still pretty low. I mean, you're the 30th ranked offense in the NBA, and that included, what, 9 games with Ja on the floor. And so the idea that you're going to make this miraculous Cinderella run was already a far-fetched one. That was one we were still buying into, and one after this weekend, you beat the Lakers and Phoenix, we were really wanting to talk ourselves into, but that's over. And when I say clarity, I say in the sense that, to your point, I would pull it because it is extremely necessary that whether it's for the future next season, Trista, or as a trade piece, that you don't grind Marcus Smart, you know, who's been, what, 9 seasons, all of them, that you don't drive him into the ground trying to make some run at a playoffs that you're or a play-in that you're never going to get to, even when it comes to Bane and Jaren. And I hate to use the word tank because those guys don't want to hear it, but you've got to let off, it feels like, Trista, if you want to, back to the point, preserve the asset that is Marcus Smart, whether as a trade piece or going forward, you got to let off a little bit and play your G.G. Jacksons, your Laravias, your Zaires, don't you? I mean, to me, if you are going to be a Golden State that bounces back from the Clay injury, right, regroups and wins a title, or a Denver, it's the two examples we've used, and they've been recent examples that bounce back from Jamal's injury, then you've got to sort of look at your assets, maximize them to the extent that even on the court might be pulling guys off like Marcus Smart, and then regrouping to try to make a quick bounce back for next year. I mean, that's what it feels like best case scenario, but well, I should say best plan at this point is. What do you think? I wouldn't play Marcus Smart into the ground trying to make a play-in at this point, would you?
Yeah, I think you have to think about this team in terms of what their needs are long-term, right? And we know that right now the role players aren't there.
Right.
They're not there to contribute in a meaningful way to a team that really competes at a high level. So will those minutes help them and get them to a place where they develop? I think it could. I love Taylor Jenkins. I think he's a really good coach. And you need time for those guys to almost marinate in the NBA speed, right? So I think you're right. G.G. Jackson, Jake LaRavia, those guys need more time in an NBA setting, like meaningful minutes, not like, oh, we're spelling Marcus Smart right now or we're spelling Jaren. If there's any dings or bruises to anybody, so say, God forbid, Jaren has to be out a week. Now you say to yourself, maybe he's out 2 weeks. Yep. Maybe you just want to extend the life of those assets. But let's be real. Marcus Smart is a clunky fit on this team. He was there to try to figure out a way to get some of the defense and tenacity that you lost in Dylan Brooks. But in terms of a small guy to play, another small guard to play along two other, you know, small guards, whether you want to talk about wingspan. Right. Those three guards, I don't think necessarily work together. And you knew that you needed shooting And Marcus Smart's not a great three-point shooter off the bounce or catch and shoot. So maybe you want to try to say move Marcus Smart for, I don't know, a guy like Pascal Siakam. Mm. I don't know that that works. I don't know if that's a three team. Maybe you want to try to fortify more depth and role players. Try to get guys that are more wing depth. Maybe that's somebody in a three-team trade to try to go after a guy like Dorian Finney-Smith or Royce O'Neal to try to round out the roster, eliminate redundancies, and find ways to maximize his abilities, right?
Yep.
And Desmond's so crucial to this team because he's such a hell of a shooter. He can defend, lights out, even though he's got a low wing, you know, negative wingspan. So Ja, Bane, and Jaren are the only players right now that I would preserve that core.
Right.
And everyone else, you're looking to yourself and saying, how do I maximize those three together next year?
1,000%. And Steven Adams, I would include in that because I don't have much trust in him on the final year of his deal coming back off this injury that's basically kept him out a year and a half or whatever it is. I mean, to your point, I'd have him right up there with Marcus Smart in terms of possible assets that I can go out and use to regroup. And to that point about playing the young guys, Trista, you know, with that and the GGs and Laravias and the Zion, it's going to come some losses. And what you're going to do is fortify your pick. Or give you, you know, again, yeah. We go back to that word nobody wants to hear. But in doing that, that becomes a better asset. You know what I'm saying, Trista? That maybe you package up with one of these players or a couple of them, other team, rather than going and getting some young guy, Ron Holland, or I mentioned it to Brad, I can't pronounce half the names that are in the mock draft right now. Rather than doing that, you use the pick in a player, a pick that's, you know, got some real worth. Because remember, you don't have that Golden State first rounder anymore. Use that with Boston. So, you know, you increase the value of the asset in playing these younger guys and, oh, by the way, losing, you know, fortifying your position, whether it's going to be 5 or 6. Maybe that draft pick is, you know, it's attractive to someone else. And so I just think that's the way to go. It may be unrealistic to think it's going to be the type of bounce back for them. It was championships of Golden State or Denver. But you were just the 2 seed for 2 years in a row, and you could certainly see a path. If you do it like we're talking about, I think, where it's at least bounce back to contender with a healthy 3 that you mentioned, the core, and a better group of 4, 5, 6, 7 guys around them. So, well, really, it's to me, it's just having a strong 7 or 8. I mean, we saw that from Denver last year. Go ahead.
I think, really quickly, I think the thing that people need to understand, too, like, we know, me, you, and the fans know draft is weak, right?
Yes,
we know
it
that
feels
this is
very
a down
weak.
Draft.
Yes.
But what you can also say is there's always, you know, dumb people in front offices that believe that they can see the world better than you can. And so they're going to want those picks maybe to repurpose them for another trade before the draft, right? Like,
yep.
So you could trade at the deadline that pick.
Yep.
And then that team could then trade that pick too, right? So I think that there's the ability to finesse a team that thinks they're smarter than other people, like a Troy Weaver in Detroit. They've got a lot of redundant assets there, too, that are young. I don't know who you would want or how that works, because mm-hmm. I'm a lot of time thinking about it. But there are a lot of teams that are in the dumps, or teams on the come up, too, right? Like an Orlando. I'm not saying what they're doing is dumb, but they have made some puzzling, head-scratching decisions in terms of all the guards that they have that are long.
Yep.
6'7", 6'8". You also talk about backup guards like a Markel Fultz or a Cole Anthony. There's a lot of guards on that team that they're going to have to get rid of some. And so eventually you're going to need backups to replace what you had in Tyus. So I think that there's a few teams around the league that would be interested in that top 10 pick, even though this draft is down.
Yep. No, I'm with you. We're talking, of course, to Trista Crick, host of BetMGM tonight in the Heat Check NBA podcast on the Odyssey Network. Make sure you are tuned in. And I love the point that you made about the NBA missing Ja. We get so selfish in terms of having him and the feelings that we had for the, I was telling Brad, those 9 games. I mean, you had the game winner in New Orleans. You had the dance that kind of went viral, but we're talking about Ja, the dunk on or around Wimby, whatever you want to call it. Like that we get so selfish about how, oh man, this feels different. This is exciting, that we forget that the NBA is watching this guy too, and it needs him. And it's trying to get Ja Morant back to a point where he is a potential American face of the league again. So I love the point that you made today that it's not just a sad day in Memphis. It's a sad day for all of the NBA. I absolutely love, though. I absolutely love it.
Think about this, too. Think about this, too, Jason. Like, so Ja played nine games.
Nine.
And how many marquee viral moments did he give us? Four?
At least four. At least. Like, he's so needed.
That.
No, you're right. You're right. And I don't, you know, it's the it factor. It's whatever he is. He's the one that the young folks are looking at. And, there are others in the league that you can say, well, look at this guy, too. He's pretty good. But it's not the same draw for those kids. And, hell, for many of us adults, we can feel that it thing, too. And so, it's a tough day. And I'm glad you made the point, because I had not, in 3 hours of talking today, made the point that this is a real loss for the NBA as well. Trista, love how your mind works. Love your energy, and thank you so much for lifting us up on this somber, otherwise somber Tuesday. Thank you, Trista.
Hey, Memphis, I love you. Keep your head up.
We will. We will do our best. She is Trista Crick. Thanks, Trista.
That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Many thanks to L. Jason Smith. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode and check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like The Last Leaf of Fall or All This Rain on My Roof. Do not forget to follow, subscribe, tell your friends, find us on the feed, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Even that guy at the U-Haul who wants to give you a free 19-inch TV and you're like, why would I need a 19-inch TV? And he goes, that's why I'm giving him away. I have like 60 of them that somebody just dropped off for no reason. Tell them, hey, 19 inches is the size of an iPad or a porn star. Tell them to follow the Heat Check podcast. Follow this on social at this Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.